True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, there was some Apple news that came out last week, a new iPhone, and there's some other tech news. We'd love to touch base with Ian Scheer, CBS News tech expert. Ian will join us at the bottom of the hour. It'll also be a good way to get away from all the doom and gloom and all the stuff surrounding Charlie Kirk, which is very depressing. This is depressing as well. Let me welcome Brad Young into the fold this afternoon, 97.1 FM Talk chief legal analyst, partner with Dowell Harris, Dowell Fisher and Young, and also someone who fills in quite often here on 97.1 FM Talk. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing well. Also, one correction. As of today, the name of my law firm has changed. We're now Harris, Young, and Kaiser.
Is that true?
That's official of today. Yeah, okay. Harris, Young, and Kaiser.
I still hear your name in association with that, so that's a good thing, right? They didn't kick you out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. No. We just a couple of my partners have retired, and so we've added a whole new practice group, so we've changed the name to Harris, Young, and Kaiser.
Awesome. Well, that's good to know. We'll make sure we correct that on the sheet moving forward. Before we get to some of the stuff from Utah, and I know you do what you want to, but I'm not mentioning the guy's name, right? And he was in court today, and I want to get your response to that. And I also just want to let the listeners know that there was a fascinating exchange, well, not even exchange, but reading by the prosecutor of the text exchange between the assassin and his partner, who was a biological male transitioning to female. And I'm going to air that after you and I talk here this afternoon, Brett. But let me first go to New York and Luigi Mangione, because this is stunning. This was the sound today outside of this courtroom. Hundreds of supporters of this assassin, because what, they dropped a domestic terrorism charge against him and that's what they were celebrating? Help me out with this story.
Yeah, this came before the judge, and I mostly agree with what the judge did, because under New York law, there's three criteria to meet to be charged with first-degree murder in furtherance of an act of terrorism. Number one, you have to show that the act was done to intimidate or coerce a civilian population. Two, influence government policy by intimidation or coercion. Three, affect government conduct by murder, assassination, or kidnapping. Judge didn't find any of those key elements. I think that since the murder, okay, I don't believe this was necessarily in the motive of Mangione, but since the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, I think that his act has been used to try to influence government policy with regard to our healthcare system. But that can't be part of the charge against Luigi Mangione. So it was dropped. And those people who are cheering, those are people who are advocating for murder. Those are people who are essentially those who probably wanted Charlie Kirk to be executed as well.
Right.
To me, that's just reprehensible.
Yeah, so you can have the court ruling be accurate, but I mean, what they were cheering on is just the murder itself, and I just can't believe it. And you have to wonder if that's going to happen, you know, with this guy in Utah as well. By the way, before we get to his court hearing and the charges and all that, there was another angle of this story, and I don't know if you saw this, Brad, but I want to make sure that people are aware of this, because I was covering all of this, you know, live on the radio when it was unfolding a week ago tomorrow, and at first, and even Cash Patel made a mistake here because they took a guy into custody. He was an older guy who looked a little like Larry David, maybe, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. And he starts shouting, "I shot him, now shoot me," moments after Kirk was shot. So this guy's name is George Zinn, and he's been arrested and charged with obstruction of justice after claiming to be the shooter. But they look at his phone. He tells police that he's not the shooter, even though he now claims, I guess he was claiming to draw attention from the real shooter, but he goes to the hospital for an unknown medical issue, and he says he was glad that he shot the individual so the real suspect could get away. But then they look at his phone, and he, did you see this part? He's charged with all this child porn, which is just, so this guy tries to create a diversion, probably just spur of the moment. And he then gets charged with child porn charges because they look at his phone and he's got all kinds of images with kids as young as 5 years old. So how about that for a weird twist on this angle, on this story?
That is a weird twist. And I don't know how much of a bigger assessment or analysis you can make out of it, but it does show that this guy's a nut.
Yeah.
And he's more than a nut. He's a perv. And he's going to go to jail for what's on his phone.
Apparently, he's been one of those guys that has, there was a guy that I can't remember his name. When I was in Columbia, when I was early days of covering news in Columbia, there was a guy who went to every Columbia City Council meeting. His name was Paul something or other. And everybody knew who he was because he was the gadfly. He was always there challenging government. And, you know, we have a couple of those things that happen around here as well.
We do.
But he admitted that in the police interview, he admitted that he gets sexual gratification from viewing and sharing child sexual abuse images with his preferred victim ages 5 to 12 years old. So let's hope this guy stays in prison for a long time, even though he didn't necessarily have anything to do with the shooting. But that's kind of a weird, you know, sub-story to everything that's happening with Charlie. Meantime, today in Utah, this is what happened.
The murder of Charlie Kirk is an American tragedy. Charlie Kirk was murdered while engaging in one of our most sacred and cherished American rights, the bedrock of our democratic republic, the free exchange of ideas in a search for truth, understanding, and a more perfect union.
So that is Jeff Gray, who's the prosecutor out there. There was a court appearance that we aired some of it live about an hour ago. He was not there in person. Apparently, this is pretty standard, but you had, I think you had three different locations. You had a prosecutor, you had a judge in another room, and you had the video of the assassin. And Brad, I don't know if you saw the images from that. It looked like he was just with nothing on his body except for maybe a bulletproof vest on top.
That's it. It's been widely reported, Mark, that I'll call him Mr. Robinson, insert joke here as far as his neighborhood goes. But with regard to him, there's been a widely reported that he is under, they're not calling it suicide watch, but they're intimating that it's under suicide watch.
Right, which he admitted there were details that came out today, fascinating details, because there was an effort. This is something else that was cleared up. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. You might remember when all this reporting was starting last week and we're starting to get information. This is typical in breaking news stories. It was reported that his dad was a deputy sheriff of some, or a former sheriff. There was a family friend that was, who got involved in this and helped bring him together to the authorities. So part of that was true. It wasn't his dad. But they talked about not only the father, but the mother, in how they discovered this. They start seeing the image and they say, gosh, that sure looks like our son. Dad gets on the phone and starts asking some questions. Dad, at one point, this was interesting, insists to his son, say, you show me a picture of that 30-06 that your grandpa gave you because I want to know where it is. And he refused to show the picture. So they very quickly knew that he was involved with this. And they somehow got him to come over to their home. They had the family friend there as well. And they gave him up to the authorities. So they did the right thing. So the mom and the dad very aggressively trying to do the right thing in this particular case.
Well, and what's interesting, I think even more interesting here, is that the mom and dad, the dad came out with a statement today stating that if he's given the, I think there's a over a $1 million reward that was offered for information that leads to the arrest of the assailant. And he said he's going to donate that money to the Charlie Kirk family.
Yes,
I saw that.
And I did hear some of that. So the guy says he did it with the partner, the roommate. He says, I had enough of his hatred. Some hate cannot be negotiated out. I'm going to play in about 10 minutes that exchange with Jeff Gray when he reads from those text messages, because that's about as revealing as you can get right now. And by the way, it should, I don't know that it will, Brad, but it should put to rest this nonsense narrative from the left out there that somehow this guy was to the right of MAGA. And that's why he did it, that Charlie Kirk wasn't conservative enough. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you even had Dickerson on CBS News. I played this a couple of times earlier because John Dickerson goes on the CBS News, you know, extra feed. It wasn't the regular broadcast, and says this.
5 days after Charlie Kirk's murder, the shooter's motive remains elusive.
No, it does not remain elusive. It did not remain elusive yesterday when he did that broadcast. It did not remain elusive the day after the shooting. It has not remained elusive. It's just confirmation on the elusivity, if that's even a name. And we got confirmation today, and you're going to hear this very specifically in the text messages that I'll share that audio in just a few minutes. Did you hear anything else that caught your attention throughout the process of the court appearance or the news conference earlier, Brad?
Well, the only thing that caught my eye on this, and I want to go through this for just a minute, and that is he was charged with aggravated murder. Now, what does that mean? Under Utah law, you have to be charged with aggravated murder in order to get the death penalty. And procedurally, what happens is, and this is all done with the same jury, mind you, but once the jury convicts him, and they will, the evidence is overwhelming. They place his DNA at the scene of the crime. They have his admissions to his family members, to his trans roommate, and to others on the video game chat board that he was on.
Right.
So the evidence is overwhelming. So when he is convicted, then before that same jury, you have to come back for a sentencing hearing. And when that happens, the jury has to be unanimous in giving him the death penalty. If it's not unanimous, then by default, he gets life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, when it came to those Idaho murders, I think that the prosecutors were either inexperienced or they got cold feet because they should have taken that case to trial to get the death penalty. And they didn't do it. They had overwhelming evidence in that case, and they failed to do it. Now, I think because of the, number one, the national attention that's being placed on this, coupled with, two, the backing of the FBI and their resources, I'm hoping that the Utah prosecutors will go for the death penalty because they'll get it. It'll be overwhelmingly guilty, and they will get the death penalty on this guy.
So we did learn a few things here, and apparently the roommate is being very cooperative. And, you know, they got to see his phone. That's how they got the screen captures of all the messages. Apparently there was yesterday there was some reporting about a note that had been destroyed. My sense is because there was a description of a note that was underneath the keyboard, a computer keyboard that the roommate was instructed to read, in which, I mean, Brad, if we're looking at confessions here, we have several. We have confessions in the text messages. We have confessions in the letter. We have confessions on Discord. I mean, there's all kinds of confessions here all around from this guy. But, you know, at one point, the roommate says, was this you that did this? And he admits that it was. And, you know, then he says, how long have you been planning this? You'll hear this in some of the audio I'm going to play in a few minutes. He seems to indicate that he screwed up with leaving the gun behind, and he said, the quote is, had hoped to keep this secret until I died of old age. And seems to indicate, whoop, I kind of messed up here because now my DNA is on this gun. I have to go get the gun. So it seems as if he did act alone. The partner's cooperating. They, they've had a lot of cooperation, obviously, from the family as well. So there's information that is piling up, and maybe a lot more is becoming public than I ever thought, because when they read through these text messages, it's pretty, you know, defining on what happened here.
It is. And even in one of those text messages between Tyler and the roommate, Tyler instructs the roommate to delete all of your text messages from me about this, which leads to one of the charges against Robinson of obstruction of justice, because he's instructing another person to destroy evidence. But listen, the roommate is going to continue to be very helpful because he doesn't want to wind up in prison, because I don't want to get too graphic on this, but if you go to prison and you're known as a furry, It's not going to turn out too well for you.
Right. Right. Yeah. Have you kind of taken a look, or do you have some thoughts on the Pam Bondi stuff related to this? With free speech.
I'm sorry. In terms of
okay. So there's stories about this. Say, so I'll play the audio to you because for me, and I've said this, and you and I talked about this on Friday. I do think there's a difference between the average person going out there and saying despicable things on Instagram or Facebook or X, formerly Twitter, and people who are in, you know, public officials, doctors, teachers, people who are in leadership positions. But Bondi says she's going after a lot more than that. And this is where I kind of get concerned, Brad. Check this out.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
Yes, I don't like that. And, you know, one of the things that she said, she claimed she had the authority to investigate businesses that refuse to print memorial vigil posters. There's a little of that out there where someone goes into a Kinko's or something like that and they refuse to do it. Look, I am not comfortable with going after people in that particular area, especially because I guarantee you, I said this earlier, Brad, you can go through my Twitter feed. It's been up there since 2008. I know that you can pick and choose things that would be deemed hateful, you know, or inappropriate in some people's minds. So I think we do need to be a little careful here with what the Justice Department might be doing.
We do, Mark. And let me briefly address this because, number one, not only is it morally wrong to go after people because of the content of their speech, it's actually illegal. I mean, every single time the Supreme Court has dealt with this issue, most...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Recently, in 2017, in the case of Mattal versus Tam, and that was a unanimous decision that hate speech is protected under the First Amendment. Okay, and so listen, I don't want the government. Just like I was against all of the people who were being canceled when they supported Trump over the years, and I was against that, and I came out against it. I'm going to come out against canceling or getting someone fired, particularly at the direction of the government, for anything they say about Charlie Kirk. Because listen, Charlie Kirk stood for two things. Number one, he was a bold Christian, and I applaud him for that. Number two, he was the most prolific advocate of free speech. And I think a way to dishonor Charlie Kirk's death here is to go against the very bedrock of his position, which was free speech.
I agree with that, except the one caveat I would have is that, look, I do think that some of these people have been fired appropriately because of the positions that they're in. I just think that some of this, look, there's teachers out there saying things that I would not want my daughter to have their teachers say. And I think that there's conduct that is unbecoming some people. Look, we all have codes of ethics. I have it here at 97.1. Easily, I could cross the line. In fact, probably have. I know I have over the years. We know my HR file is very, very thick. But there's crossing the line, and then there's allowing people to have, you know, hateful, vile speech, which we do have constitutionally protected and guaranteed in this country. So that'll be interesting to see how that kind of develops and what President Trump says about that, because there are people out there, you know, and emotionally, I can understand people saying, look, they should be fired. Their lives should be ruined. You know, when you get into the doxing and the personal attacks and all that, that's what they do on their side. Let's not be a party to that. And I hope maybe Pam Bondi recognizes that her speech has to be, you know, kept in check here a little bit too moving mm-hmm. forward.
I just find it very, very interesting that in the aftermath of the deaths of Michael Brown and George Floyd, you had riots, you had fires, and you had looting. In the aftermath of the murder of Charlie Kirk, you had prayer vigils.
Yeah.
Big, big difference between those two.
I would say significant, and that will continue. And by the way, there is a service that is going to take place for Charlie on Sunday. Some of the details are starting to get out. We're going to air that here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, how about the Tigers on Saturday? Again, I know it was a high school team, but I did make it up for the game, and I was in a suite, which was very fortunate, but they did what they had to do, and now they're ranked, 22nd and 23rd in a couple of the polls.
Oh, they are. They're ranked 23rd. And listen, I was really looking forward to the South Carolina game because at the time they were ranked, I think, 11th or 12th.
They were 11th,
but,
yeah.
But now that they've lost Lenora Sellers to an injury, don't know whether he's going to play, but certainly he won't be 100%, even if he does play. My bet is he doesn't play. And if you look at the stats of South Carolina, they have a non-existent running game. So whereas I think it was going to be a very legitimate game against a legitimate opponent. Now I'm not so sure if Lenora Sellers is not 100%.
I agree with you, but it's still an SEC opponent, and you got to be careful. And I think the coaching staff's going to have this team ready and aware that, look, that you can't sit lightly on this team, even if they don't have some of their all-stars. Brad, thank you very much. We'll talk later in the week. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mark.
We'll see. I'm going to play that audio because this exchange, when you hear this guy, and I played some of the audio from his news conference, Jeff Gray, who's the prosecutor in this, lays out the text exchange that took place in the hours after this assassination. It really is compelling. It's fascinating. It provides a lot of light on the motive here in this particular situation. That's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.